This morning, our guest is Ryan Waldschmidt, who is the Fond du Lac County Sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So how did things go for the Sheriff's Department at the county fair this past week?
Oh, it went pretty well. You know, the week started early on with a lot of heat, a lot of smoke, unfortunately. But then we ended up having a really nice weekend for the big headliners and Friday night. And Saturday night, we had great crowds, a lot better weather. It cooled off a little bit. The smoke cleared out a bit. And I don't know, you could probably hear it in my voice. I still have a raspy voice from talking loud all night Saturday. I was out there a couple times this week, but I was out there all day or all afternoon and evening Saturday until about 12:30 Sunday morning is when I left with the rest of the deputies that worked Saturday night for the big headliner, Trace Adkins. And yeah, it was a great night, great fair, no significant major events. And we actually, aside from the smoke and the heat, we didn't have any big thunderstorms. Usually we're due for one or two rounds of severe storms, which we never like to see, especially when there's large gatherings at the fair, but we didn't have that this year, so that was a good thing, too.
But held off, there's a possibility of that today, right? So
there is, yeah. Keep your eyes and ears open for weather reports today. My phone already has, again, been giving me the alerts. We're in an enhanced risk area, so we'll see what this afternoon or this evening brings, but, you know, stay tuned to the radio and, you know, keep your eyes and ears peeled for what may come later this afternoon, so.
Well, Ryan, one of the big topics continues to be the jail and a possible new justice center. I believe the county board is going to get an update on, what is it, schematic designs tomorrow night?
Correct. On their agenda tomorrow is the update from Venture Architects, the architectural firm that they selected to do drawings. And last month they heard from Tom Weber, who was the independent consultant that they hired to do an analysis of the justice system in Fond du Lac County, as well as independent bed count study for the size of the jail that, you know, in his expertise believes should be built and or that should be considered by the county board. So they received that comprehensive report last month. That was well over an hour of his report and presentation and question and answers. And, you know, they asked a lot of great questions, got a lot of information there, I believe it's a 60-some page report. I didn't count them all, but I read it all. And so they got a very comprehensive analysis from him. And this month, it's just an update on the status of the drawings, which is the phase that the county is in now. And then after some drawings for both a downtown option across the street from the existing jail is one option being considered, and then out on Scott Road by the highway department near 151 and Hickory, interchange there is the other option or the other site that is being proposed or being considered. And so cost estimates will be put together once those designs are done. Operational costs, meaning the staffing it will take to staff the two different designs, they'll be very different designs because across the street we're kind of limited with the space we have to fit it within a city block, so that'll be more of a vertical structure, multi-story structure, whereas out on Scott Road it would be more of a horizontal structure, a pod-style construction, similar to the Green Lake County Jail and how that's laid out. So we'll get those cost estimates from the consultants, and then the county board will move into the phase of discussing and deliberating that, and then those community listening sessions. I want to be sure to add that in there, too, that community listening sessions are very much in the plans, and no decisions will be made until there are those listening sessions held all around the county. And I'm confident that one of the areas that it will be held is likely the city of Ripon. I know the county board wants to spread them across the county and hold multiple sessions so that people can easily access and don't have to travel long distances to get to those if they so choose. And then also an informational website when the information is complete and available. You know, numbers are put together. There will be an informational website that will be published as well that anybody can go to at any time to read up on the topic. So a lot more to come on that. No decisions have been made, and there will be big decisions moving forward to see how the county board ultimately wants to proceed on that.
Another topic that I guess could affect the sheriff's office is the possible closing of the acute unit. The county board will consider that tomorrow evening, and I guess the closing would be at the start of 2027. How would that impact the sheriff's office?
Well, it impacts really every law enforcement agency in the county, including the sheriff's office. So all of us, there's a process or procedure called an emergency detention when we encounter somebody who's in crisis. That's typically it's suicidal. And we work with the acute unit staff to place them on an emergency detention if the acute unit determines that that's the best placement for that person to keep them safe. And so traditionally we would take that patient, get them medically cleared at a hospital, and then transfer them or transport them to the acute unit. And again, every law enforcement agency does that. So if it was a situation in the city of Ripon, for example, the Ripon Police Department would transport to the hospital and then ultimately to the acute unit. And then on the sheriff's office end of things, obviously, if we take a call in the county where we have primary jurisdiction, we would do the same. But then on the back end of those processes, those patients have the right to their to be heard in court and due process. And so all of the court transports, regardless of where they were initially placed on that emergency detention, fall on the sheriff's office statutorily. So even if it was a Ripon incident and Ripon Police Department placed them in the acute unit, the sheriff's office is responsible for all of the court movement or transport after that. And so, and obviously, too, when Ripon, when those officers are tied up and they have to travel to the city of Fond du Lac to get somebody to the acute unit on their transport, if another significant event happens in Ripon and they need backup, our sheriff's deputies are their primary line of backup that would respond into the city to assist there, too. So law enforcement has a significant role in this, and but the Director of Human Services is who brought forward this proposal to close the acute unit. I got to make sure everybody's aware, too, that there is a behavioral health inpatient unit at St. Ignace Hospital at SSM, just adjacent to the acute unit, literally across the parking lot. And so there is still going to be a local unit that emergency detention patients are placed on or can be placed on, and that's just at St. Ignace Hospital instead of at the acute unit. But the Director of Human Services, as I said, was proposing this for a variety of reasons, and she wants to kind of retool or remodel the behavioral health and the mental health help that she oversees as part of DHS in the county. And she wants to kind of front load more resources toward getting people in crisis connected with resources sooner that they, you know, and try to catch them before they regress to the point of needing an emergency detention. And so there's a lot of factors that go into it. It's I've also heard, I'll just say this, it has nothing to do with the jail. I've heard, you know, the rumors are out there, and you see some of the comments online that they're closing the acute unit to save money to build a bigger jail and put those mental health patients in jail and incarcerate them instead of getting the mental health help. That's completely false. That's not, the two topics are completely unrelated in terms of how this came forward, who moved it forward and proposed this, and it's the director herself that is proposing this. So I know there will be a lot of discussion and deliberation among the board tomorrow night on this topic. I've had probably more conversations with county board supervisors reaching out to ask the same questions you did. How does this affect law enforcement and our sheriff's office? And I know they're weighing the options and really digging into it to learn the facts and so that they can make an informed decision potentially tomorrow night. It's on the agenda. There is a resolution to close the unit, which then is part of budget planning, which is upon us now as well. The county has begun their budget planning process for the 2027 budget. If the closure were to occur, then the budget planning for DHS looks differently because the funding that goes to the acute unit now would be repurposed to those other crisis resources to enhance those front-end crisis workers. And so they're hoping to have an answer tomorrow, but I don't know what's going to happen. It's in the hands of the county board, and we'll see tomorrow night. I'm sure, like I said, there will be a lot of lively discussion and questions and answers. So,
well, we're out of time. We always run out of time.
Never
run out of topics, but we always run out of time.
That's all right. There's a lot, and I always appreciate the opportunity to be on your show and talk a little bit about what's going on. So,
Ryan, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
All right. Appreciate it. Take care, Bob.
We've been talking with Fond du Lac County Sheriff Ryan Waldschmidt.